Good evening and welcome to the Longbine Auto Plaza Halftime Show. Waverly hosting Lebo tonight on Country 101.7 FM. We're now joined by Lebo's Brian Reese. Brian, I know it's been a rough start to the season here for you and the Wolves, having visited with Coach MacArthur a couple times, you know, playing a lot of young kids, not a lot of kids out for football. There's some challenges, but it sounds like attitude-wise, he's been pretty happy with the effort that you guys continue to show every day in practice and on Fridays. You get the same feeling?
Yes. It's a mutual feeling between the coaches and the seniors. Right now, we understand there's a lot of young kids on our team, and everyone knows this. But I'm personally proud of all of them. I couldn't ask any more from them, and I'm just hoping that in their future years, after we're gone, they'll be successful.
Yeah, I imagine that for you and you know, Peyton. I know there's not a lot of upperclassmen on this team, but as the senior leaders, you guys are looking around and realizing that you know there's some things that you would like to still accomplish this year, but do you kind of feel like this is as much about trying to set them up for the future?
Yes, I feel it's just as important for them to look to their future as it is to look to the present. We can't judge one team by just the individual player. Everyone has to be dependent on each other. And I'm just proud that everyone gets along and we enjoy each other and we just have fun every week.
Do you feel like you're like the coaches, you're kind of watching these guys develop every week and taking a sense of pride watching them kind of grow up in front of you?
Well, it's a mutual feeling between everyone. Everyone has that joy. Everyone is working towards the same goal. So it's that kind of feeling.
Visiting with Brian Reese of the Lebo Wolves here on the Longbine Auto Plaza Halftime Show. Well, at some point, Brian, football season will come to a close. What's going to keep you busy the rest of the school year?
Well, for now, we have the football season, but after this, we'll be moving on to basketball, in which we are hoping to go to districts and hopefully go to state. I think we'll be very competitive in that sport, and I'm looking forward to it.
All right, what about after basketball?
After basketball, we have a couple different sports, and I've been in a couple of different activities. Like right now, I'm in FBLA, so I'm also looking forward to going to some of those events and seeing how that will pan out.
FBLA, Future Business Leaders of America, how many years you've been participating in that, and what do you like the most about that club?
I have participated currently two, going on to be 3 years in the Future Business Leaders. I really enjoy it. It really prepares you for the future. It gives you a sense of what business would be like, and it just gets you ready.
And a final question, you keep talking about the future. What are your plans after graduation?
Well, right now I am enrolled in the Power Plant Technologies at Flint Hills Technical College in Emporia. And I'm hoping after my senior year that I will continue and finish my sophomore year of my associates.
All right. So you got a little bit of a head start there at FHTC, huh?
Yes, I do.
All right. Well, Brian, I appreciate the visit. Good luck the rest of the year. Good luck in your future.
Thank you. I really enjoy your show.
All right. Brian Reese of the Lebo Wolves joining us here on the Longbine Auto Plaza Halftime Show. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll be joined by Tyler Schmidt of the Waverly Bulldogs. This is the Area High School Football Game of the Week. Lebo at Waverly on Country 101.7 FM.